On Mondays, we read from your emails. During our program on the politics of job creation, Alice Wadsworth in Kansas City, Missouri, wrote in with an answer to the rhetorical question posed by our series. Democrats own this issue, she wrote. Republicans seem unaware of the impact of their policies on the American middle class. Outsourcing may provide cheaper goods and raise the standard of living in developing countries, but it also creates low-paid jobs here. When the American public has no money to buy anything, low prices will not mean much. Emmanuel from Indianapolis disagreed. He wrote, "Outsourcing is good for us. It should be viewed in the big picture of globalization and free trade. I hear in most people's arguments a move towards protectionism and more trade barriers. Trade barriers will hurt us more than they will benefit us. This might not be popular, but popular is not always right." We received hundreds of emails during our program on Mel Gibson's new movie, The Passion of the Christ. Among them were several interesting questions about how well the movie reflected what we know about Jesus Christ and the time in which he lived. We've invited Jack Miles to help us answer some of them. He's the author of God, A Biography, which won the Pulitzer Prize in 1996, and Christ, A Crisis in the Life of God. He joins us now by phone from New York City. Thanks very much for being with us.
A pleasure to be here, Neil.
Our first question is about what Jesus actually looked like. Orlando wrote us, in the movie he said the people were all white. Is this correct historically? Is the European image of Jesus historically correct?
Well, I think the best answer would be that the population at that time looked Mediterranean, and if that sounds a little general, that's about as specific as I think it's appropriate to get. Theologically, if Jesus is regarded as God incarnate, then it becomes appropriate for people to portray him as one of them wherever they are. I was in Guatemala last summer and bought a set of Christmas statuettes that show Jesus, Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, etc., all dressed as Mayan peasants. There's a long tradition of doing that, and I see the Gibson film as to how the people look as really a continuation of the European, especially Catholic and Italian art tradition, rather than as an attempt to be historically accurate.
Well, our next question refers to a statement made during the show. Christine Situ in Scottsdale, Arizona wrote, you, meaning me, mentioned that Latin and Aramaic are dead languages. However, my nationality, which is Chaldean, an ethnic minority originating in Iraq, still speaks Aramaic. Mr. Miles, is Aramaic still a living language?
Aramaic is a living language in a few dialects, in a few pockets of the Middle East, usually Christians, but sometimes Jews, almost never Muslims. The Aramaic that is spoken in these places is different from the Aramaic that would have been spoken in the time of Christ, and different, I believe, from the Aramaic, which is a kind of academic or schoolish Aramaic that is used in the script.
Now, I understand you speak Aramaic. I assume that the sort of schoolish Aramaic?
Exactly right.
Well, from your point of view anyway, how did they do with the Aramaic in the movie?
I think they did pretty well. Of course, they pronounce it as Europeans would pronounce it. All Semitic languages have guttural consonants, and they don't pronounce them correctly. But an attempt was made to use the language as one might guess it would have been used at that time.
I had a bit of schoolboy Latin myself, but it's interesting. I could follow a bit of what Pontius Pilate was saying, but when the soldiers started talking, I completely lost it.
Well, you know why that is? I heard most of my spoken Latin spoken by Italians in Rome, and that's what you were hearing in the Roman soldiers, who, if you check the credits, were all Italian.
Uh-huh.
So they were pronouncing the Italian, the Latin in an Italian way.
Well, so there may have been different versions of Latin spoken in the movie, too.
There were, at least as to the pronunciation. Generally speaking, the Latin pronunciation is the church pronunciation, so it's a documentary effect. It's a documentary illusion, not an actual documentary.
Well, thanks very much.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Jack Miles is the author of Christ, A Crisis in the Life of God, and God, A Biography.